Hey, Bigfoot and Bob listeners, it's Layla.
And Ryan.
It's a super high energy introduction.
That's right. We're vomiting on our keyboards and we're breaking our fingers off to bring you the hottest content.
For 2 minutes.
Yep, that's right. We've got something a little different for you today. This past Sunday was International Podcast Day, and we met up with some folks in our Podcific Northwest group to talk about what makes a good podcast.
And what we're trying to do to change and improve and grow.
Yeah, we want to make Seattle the place to start a podcast.
We want to be where it's at. And
that's
if we can't
right.
already be in New York or Chicago, then we want to be right here.
I don't want to be in New York or Chicago.
Yeah, fuck those places.
Or L.A.
They've
got great
fuck
podcast
LA.
Scenes. And you know what? They have infrastructure.
They got a lot more rats. I don't know about Chicago, but I've been to New York and L.A. I'm not talking about the podcasters. I'm talking about rats.
So this week, we're going to bring you the audio from that meeting. Don, Dean, and Tiara over at Podsgear were kind enough to bring some equipment and record the thing for us. We have sort of a cut-down version for you guys that's a little more of the inside baseball stuff. If you want the full hour-plus...
Uncut
recording.
Just people bullshitting and rambling and talking about coffee and drinking coffee.
Yup. You can head over to Podsgear's feed and check it out there. So enjoy, and remember...
The truth
is in here.
So, welcome to National Podcast Day.
International Podcast Day.
Start over.
We're in America. Only America matters, except for our listeners in other countries.
Hey, we've had listeners in Spain.
You have listeners?
I
know, right? Well, they download. Maybe they don't listen. My guess is they're not listening and they're just downloading because.
Man, we need something to fill
them.
Up this hard drive quick.
The guy in Ireland. The person in Ireland.
The one fella in Ireland. What the fuck is this shit? I think I'll download it.
Officially, welcome to meeting number one of Podsific Northwest's group for International Podcast Day.
It is September 30th. The meeting started an hour ago, so thanks for showing up.
We're slow to get started, but at least we got started.
Hey, we get started on our own time.
So I guess we'll go around the table, shall we?
Sure.
I'm Dean Giles from the Podsgear podcast.
I'm Ryan from Bigfoot and Bob.
I'm Layla Vafazadeh from the Bigfoot and Bob podcast.
I am Erskine with Mental Vitamins and Devotions. My wife, she's also with it too.
Andrea Curry from Mental Vitamins and Devotions.
All right.
Welcome.
Oh, I'm Don. Yeah, hi. I'm Don.
For the audience at home, we all looked expectantly at him.
I'm Don. I, too, am a podcaster from the Podsgear podcast.
I, too, am a podcast.
I'm Tiara from the Podsgear podcast.
So next on our docket, we have some... We want to discuss different factors in podcast quality. So
yeah, like, what do y'all think is the single most important factor when it comes to podcast quality? Like, I'm talking about, I'm talking about, like, having a tight format from point to point without a lot of downtime, or are we talking about, like, microphone quality or mixing quality or...
Famous guests
or hosts, networking, anything.
Not over-editing.
Yeah, no, that's true. Over-editing
definitely
is
not over-editing.
Yeah, there was one that Don and I, we were, because we go through once a week and we say, okay, here's a batch of podcasts. And there was one that we listened to just rather recently that was, wow. I mean, right. it was like every space of any pause was taken out.
You mm-hmm. were in the, over there or something when we were talking about it, I think.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling them, don't over-edit. Don't take the gaps out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it makes a simple pause like that,
mm.
when you take that out, it just...
It feels really inorganic.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, are they correct?
Okay, now I'm being directly called out. Because I wouldn't say I over-edit our show, but I do heavily edit it. And so, like, my approach to it is I want it to be quick, but I don't want it to be like a hailstorm, you know?
Well, your show is also a little... is also a little different than ours, where we're just having conversations. Yeah. Whereas you guys, I mean, you guys are having a conversation, but you also have a topic for the most part, where you're trying to cover something.
And Ryan spends a lot of time editing out like chair noises and sniffles and
Things way worse than that. Thanks.
We stop a lot to be like, what were we talking about?
So if there's a spot that's dragging or I feel like needs to pick up a little bit, what I'll do is I'll reduce pauses. So I'm never going to completely cut out a pause because it's in there for a reason.
Yeah.
But I will shorten. Like if somebody takes 10 seconds to think about something. 10 seconds isn't a lot when you're having a conversation, but when you're listening to a podcast, it's an hour.
I have done that.
So I'll reduce 10 seconds down to 5 or 4 seconds or 3 seconds, you know, to get from one thing to the next. But when you're just string everything together, like I said, it feels like a hailstorm. Like you're being just bah, 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 and you don't have any time to process or to think.
Nobody can think that fast.
Yeah. Right.
There's got to be... there's got to be a break between the period at the end of your sentence or the comma and then the next thing you say.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a period at the end of the sentence and then the comma and then the next thing you say.
Right.
So what do we think?
I want to go around a little bit more and get you guys. So you have a different – sorry, I'm talking to Erskine and Andrea right now. You guys have – I forgot. You guys can't see us. You guys have a slightly different take on this, because working in video is similar, but there's definitely a different perspective there. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, well, with the video, you still have to have a good mic.
Yeah.
That's important. We usually use a lapel mic because we don't want to use an overhead mic, because a lot of times overhead mics don't really pick you up right. So the lapel mics, we have them separate, and we run it into our phone. If you want to use a phone, you can use your video. You can have a splitter, so you can take in both vocals. Or you can just do a regular camera and have a splitter. But it's good to have multiple mics and not just have one mic picking up everybody. Like this right here is different as opposed with the video. But at the same time, you can do this like this, how this setup is, with the mics, everybody on the tables in front of us with video at the same time too. So it can still be done in two different ways. But also with the editing, because we use audio and video, I only use one program, and I can do my audio and video editing inside of Logic, so I don't have to have two separate programs to be able to do that.
Logic, that's the name of the program you use?
Yeah, okay. Logic Pro X, yeah.
Yeah, very cool, very cool.
So what we said here on the notes is one of the most important factors in podcast quality is?
Download numbers when it comes to feedback from your listeners, right? So obviously you've got Twitter and social media, and then you've got reviews, iTunes, etc. But everybody knows that nobody does that.
it's so hard to get people to leave reviews.
It's Sisyphean to try and get people to leave reviews. So the most feedback you have, as undetailed as it is your download numbers, right?
Right.
So if people like the show, then you get more downloads. If people don't like it, you don't. And that's sort of the most direct feedback you have.
Right.
Right? And that's hard. So globally, less than 2% of podcasts get over 18,000 episodes. Downloads per episode, and that's sort of like us for sure. That's like the high end threshold where you have like corporate sponsorship and advertising stuff like
that's
that.
That's the big name guys.
Yeah. That's folks who do podcasting full time and make a living off of that and nothing else. And that's less than 2% of podcasts in the world. Now, as we know, there's a billion podcasts out there, so it's not like there's none of them, but a very small percentage. And also, only 50% of podcasts get 138 downloads per episode in the first 45 days. So 138 downloads per episode, that's like the center point. So if you're getting more than that in the first 45 days of your episode, then you're in the top half. And if you're getting less than that, then you're in the bottom half.
And that kind of thing is important to keep an eye on, because it tells you, are you getting out there enough? Like, are you You know, are you pushing it on Twitter? Are you advertising with other people? And one of the biggest things we've realized with starting this network is that being able to promote each other's podcast gives you a way bigger audience, because maybe someone who wants to learn about like the daily devotionals and stuff, like, wouldn't be listening to a comedy podcast about horror movies. And maybe they would be into it, but they don't know it exists. Or maybe someone who's listening to try and find out about new indie podcasts has no idea that any of these other guys exist, and so we're helping promote each other across a hugely diverse audience.
Which is why that's why we do what we do is because, you know, I mean, we've had you guys, we've had movie podcasts, we've had trivia, we've had
social commentary.
I mean we've covered the gambit of podcast types, I think. You know, there may be some, I'm sure there's some that we haven't done yet. But
that's why people who belong to a network like Maximum Fun or Earwolf or Gimlet tend to be so much more successful right out of the gate, is because they have like a support system to promo them.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do without making people pay us money or, you know, start a corporation or a nonprofit or something like that.
We're more of a community.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that's why we did this.
I know. I just tell you to get here, and you just show up.
Dawn's like, I thought I was making money.
They kind of started with, hey, does anyone want to do this thing with me that I really am interested in doing, and I don't have anyone to do it with? And Dawn's like, hi. And so that's how Podscare started.
Ryan's
just along for the ride.
Ryan's like, Layla, what's something you would be interested enough to do a podcast about? Because I really want to do a podcast. And I was like, spooky stuff.
Yeah. That's where you come from.
Because no one will watch horror movies with me.
That is in a heartbeat. Yes, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Here comes the new horror podcast.
Oh, I'm in. I am in. Absolutely. Because I almost exclusively watch horror stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to October 12th coming out on the Netflixery. It's a series that's supposed to be the coup de grace of horror series. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Of course.
So it's very important.
Well, I just saw it last night. And I added it to my list because I was looking for it, because I was going to watch the entire season, and it wasn't available until October 12th.
Well, I'm sure y'all can find that and put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Totally. A haunted house on the hill or something like that.
Okay. Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah. Haunting of Hill House, yes.
Huh.
That is
like a remake of Vincent Price.
No idea. Probably. Maybe.
Seriously, Vincent Price. Oh my god.
Price is the king of horror.
When this lovely skin stuff that's happening to me finishes, I am like booking an appointment with my tattoo artist so fast to get Vincent Price added to my horror leg.
That's
I should have done him first. I should have. I'm
who's
so.
Who's your tattoo guy?
Great question.
Tattoo podcast.
I go to school.
You go where?
Cicada
and Aurora, or I go to Sunken Ship in Everett.
Okay.
And pretty much anyone at either of those places is amazing.
Because Lance, Stacy, and my tattoo guy is now at Slave to the Needle on 45th.
Oh yeah, I'll Slave to the Needle is good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's kind of the idea behind Potter and Family and a couple other groups of bringing folks
really
together.
Bear down.
There's no ADHD here.
Podcific is interesting and a little different in that its philosophy is centered around the geographic region. Do you know what I mean? Up to British Columbia, down through Oregon.
Northern California, even.
Yeah. East into Idaho.
Maybe not too much of Idaho. We want to be successful.
How about Salt Lake City?
That's a bit too far.
They can handle themselves.
They have, there's probably a Podcific Midwest. And if there isn't, does that count as Midwest?
They call it the flyover.
Would that be the Utopian podcast?
Oh, that would be good.
Utopian, that's actually pretty funny.
They close their podcast at 6 and roll the streets up.
Yeah.
The blue law for podcasts.
Right.
And so there's another aspect to... See, there's a pause that you can shorten. there's another aspect to Podcific Northwest, which is not just about helping indie podcasts and smaller operations, but also strengthening the community of podcasters in the region. So
and
it's about
tying it in with things like local operating, like businesses and video people and even radio. Like, we want to make this a really tight, tied in community that can operate in different formats. Like, doing video, we can talk to like local studios, find out what they're doing, like get involved, do crossover things. We want a lot of crossover appeal.
It's that connection between the internet and the real world. So not only do we want it to be easier and more fun and more community-based to start a podcast, we want Seattle to be the place to do it.
Yeah.
And Seattle's been a leader on a lot of things. I mean, this building is proof of at least part of that. Whether you like Starbucks or not, you can't argue with the fact that they are global.
That's true.
You know, they are huge.
And as far as
Starbucks on Mars, the second that they're able to do it.
But as far as podcasting goes, we're not one of the leading cities. I think it goes Chicago and New York are huge. There's London,
LA.
Obviously.
LA. Yep. There are a
LA.
Lot over there.
And we're not in the top five yet, but I think we can.
We're like number five or six.
Yeah, just because we're quite a large city and we have a lot of really creative people, which is why this is one of the best places to get Podcific going.
Right. Yeah, the best thing is, or the important thing is to get folks interested and involved who have a sense of community, who want to help others succeed.
Yeah,
and and I think everybody here is totally perfect for that for that vision. You know, when you talk about, you know, scripture, people who are scripture minded are almost always community minded because they go so closely with one another. It's about, you know, how you relate to and support your fellow man, you know, and community is a big part of that. And of course, Podscure with new and indie podcasts, that's the name of the game, because it's the small folks who are, you know, doing their first podcast with a rock band microphone or something who need the help, you know. And we want to create a place where there are resources. So like, if you want to start a podcast but I can't afford a studio or something like that, I'm building a studio right now in my backyard and I want to make that available. You know, if you want to start a show but you can't afford studio space or microphones or stuff, you know, come on over to my place and you know, and stuff like that.
If you need help with learning some editing software, you can meet up with fellow podcasters and get like classes or like little community meetups going.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups where you can ask questions and get them answered on the internet. But there's not a whole lot where you can be like, oh yeah, come over this weekend and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Right.
Stuff like that. And that sense of community is something that's really important to us.
Awesome.
So that's sort of our, mission statement as far as it goes.
Dean, do we have a mission statement?
Should we?
I don't know. Sign here for consent.
If you have less than 100 episodes and you are a podcast,
I thought
pretty sure that's your requirement. So
I don't know that we had that requirement.
Well, it's usually I usually look for people who've been around for. Generally speaking, is less than a year. That's what I do.
Less than a year, less than 100 podcasts.
Yeah.
I do try and do that as well, but sometimes I get sucked into the 240 episodes or the 6 years of episodes.
Well, I look for the babies.
But they're not really follow. You know, some of them aren't really followed.
A show can be old and still obscure.
Yeah. Sure. Totally.
We're in the silver age right now because there was a big explosion of podcasts a couple years ago, and I think 2013,
2014,
and now we're in that second big growth period where everyone's starting a podcast again.
Yeah, the landscape is changing. Goldman Sachs just started a podcast. Like,
what?
Need one. It's called. Yeah, I'm not going to play
it. Don't they have enough people in the government anyways?
TV shows are making their own Talking Dead style podcasts all over the place. Like,
I've been listening to the Good Place, the podcast.
We should find that.
Is that from The Good Wife?
No, from The Good Place.
What's The Good Place?
It's an
Ted
NBC
Danson
show.
And,
it's really good. Okay.
Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
But we're not being paid to promote
Everybody's yelling at the same time.
Really good.
The Good Place.
What really about Magnum P.I.?
Like, comedy's not the new... Oh my God, there's a new one. Did you see that?
No.
Oh God.
There's a remake of that.
It's already aired. And thankfully, I'm on Frontier Cable, and Frontier Cable does not have CBS. Because there was a contract dispute.
Wow.
So today I had to download CBS onto my Roku so I could watch the Tom Brady show.
The Tom Brady.
Oh, sorry. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm sure I stepped on somebody's toes. I apologize.
No, that's actually all I got.
Yeah, and I wanted to add one more thing. One of the goals that I've personally been working on as far as Podcific goes, because I have Bigfoot and Bob, and then a group of dog trainers and vets and I are that I work with on the internet. It's Young Dog People, which is actually pretty rare because all of the local breed clubs and training studios that I've been part of, everyone's sort of aging out of the sport. So young people across the world, we're putting together a podcast for people who are into dogs and not just like, what's a golden retriever? What's a corgi? But like more in-depth stuff that makes it easy for people to get into it. And so we're calling that Dogs. And it's going to be funny and very low-key and like 15 minutes a week. But what I want to do is get, like, talk to the people at local radio, talk to the people who are the professionals who have been broadcasting longer than anyone else, like KUOW, and get a link between radio, TV, and podcasts in the area, like super local stuff. I want to talk to the people involved in local culture and the newspapers. I want to talk to people who are doing podcasts about, like, native communities in Washington State. So that's my goal for this year, apart from PodCon, is to get talking to the radio stations.
You should, Mike Seibert radio podcast. I know he's been heavily involved in radio stuff, so he's somebody to reach out to if you haven't already.
And I wish I could remember the name of the radio station, because right now my brain is not working very well. But...
Selfie time.
I know the teacher that runs the station at Nathan Hale, which I feel like I'm gonna get in trouble for not remembering what radio station that is, but it's like techno and but it's run by the kids at Nathan Hale.
Nice.
So that might be something that we can also connect.
I like
with.
That a lot. Yeah.
There's great kids. Some I work in special ed, and there's kids in special ed who also work at that radio station, so that's why I'm kind of like, yeah, let's bring that one up, yeah. And I'm so mad at myself for not remembering what station that is right now.
We'll find it and put it in the show notes.
Find it, yes.
Yeah, I want to get my mom's yearbook club to do like a class on podcasting with her photography class in school.
Nice.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's our meeting.
So we're wrapping up International Podcast Day, Dawn.
We're getting kicked out.
We're getting kicked out of the Starbucks. I thought they didn't kick
they
people out
of Starbucks.
They figured
out who John was.
At least I'm not getting arrested again.
Well, this time.
Technically, we have 7 minutes, but we also have to clean up.
We do. We do have to clean up. So
why don't we go ahead and sign off and just give our names real quick one more time.
So, yeah, let's. We'll have you guys go, and we'll do a Podskier sign off after. So
okay, from Bigfoot and Bob, I am Ryan Brown.
I'm Layla Vafazadeh.
And from Mental Vitamins and Votions, I am Erskine Curry.
I am Andrea Curry.
Live from Starbucks Central.
It's Podskier.
Dean and Dawn from Podskier, North, South, and even South.
All points in between. So, pet dogs.
Eat bacon.
Give hugs.
Love everybody.
Love you.
And the truth
Peace
is in here.
It is.
The truth is in the hugs of petting dogs.